And now to our occasional series, reflecting on the wisdom of decisions taken at pivotal moments in our history.
Looking back.
In retrospect.
With the benefit of hindsight.
If only we had known.
Twenty years ago this week, Europe witnessed its worst massacre since the Holocaust. On the 11th of July 1995, Serbian forces overran a Bosnian town called Srebrenica. It was supposed to be a United Nations safe haven in the former Yugoslavia, as Larry Hollingsworth, an aid worker there, lamented.
I myself feel devastated and ashamed. I was there with them when we told them that it was a safe haven. I watched many of these people walk in with their minimal possessions into Srebrenica, knowing that it was a safe haven. And now they're fleeing out because we've let them down.
Let them down to the extent that within days, about 23,000 women and children were deported, and about 8,000 Muslim men and boys left behind were executed and buried in mass graves. Now, reports from the time described frightening scenes. Stefan Overeit from Medecins Sans Frontières speaking here.
They are loading some of the children and women into buses, but there's no clear indication as to where those buses are going. We've seen some horrifying screening going on, women and children going into the buses, men being taken away from their family. This was going on with a lot of crying, a lot of panicking.
The slaughter had been planned carefully and executed with precision. All the while, Dutch peacekeepers literally stood by and did nothing. Indeed, even when the Serb assault on Srebrenica was imminent, UN commanders still rejected calls for airstrikes on Serb positions. Pope John Paul II declared Srebrenica a defeat for civilization, as media reports began to reveal the scale of the unfolding tragedy.
The UN says 19,000 people are still unaccounted for, but the whereabouts of some became clearer as government soldiers emerging from the forests in central Bosnia told of horrific massacres at the hands of the Serbs.
We're catching up the wounded people and executing them on spot.
But this didn't come out of the blue. By the time of this massacre, the Yugoslavian civil war was heading into its fourth year. Now, in those 4 years, the Bosnian death toll had climbed to nearly 300,000, and more than a million people were displaced. So who's to blame for this? Well, let's start with the United Nations. From 1992 to 95, Srebrenica was the world's first UN-declared civilian safe area. It was supposed to deter aggression and set the scene for political negotiations to end hostilities between the Bosnian Serbs and Muslims. But the UN soldiers in safe areas were bedeviled by problems. Here's aid worker Larry Hollingsworth again.
If you declare an area safe haven in the name of the United Nations, if you tell the people that they are safe in the name of the United Nations, you have got to put the troops on the ground there. And it's no good for politicians to say, yes, we go for safe havens, but we're not going to put the troops there.
Meanwhile, the Europeans vacillated and equivocated, failing miserably to cope with a crisis at its own back door. America was also reluctant to get involved, as then-President George Bush Sr. explained in 1992.
And I vowed something, because I learned something from Vietnam. I am not going to commit U.S. forces until I know what the mission is, till the military tell me that it can be completed, until I know how they can come out. You have ancient ethnic rivalries that have cropped up as Yugoslavia is dissolved or getting dissolved, and it isn't going to be solved by sending in the 82nd Airborne.
And although on the campaign trail that year, Bill Clinton pledged to reverse the appeasement of those butchers of Belgrade, as president, Clinton allowed the Balkans to bleed for 3 more years. French President Jacques Chirac was moved to declare, quote, the position of the leader of the free world vacant. But Srebrenica changed all that. Having done nothing the year before during the mass killings in Rwanda, Clinton was galvanised into action. And crucially, he cut the United Nations out of the decision chain. On August 30, Washington led a NATO bombing campaign against the Serbs.
The NATO action began early this morning. The harsh light of fires and explosions colouring the night sky. Some people watched the bombardment from their houses. But after more than 10,000 deaths here in the last 3 years, most Sarajevans had given up any hope of outside intervention. Last night it came on a scale which could yet change the course of this war.
By the end of 1995, 60,000 NATO troops, including 20,000 Americans, were on the ground in Bosnia. Peace was declared. The Balkans Wars ended only because the US finally acted. Here's President Clinton in November 1995.
My fellow Americans, in this new era, there are still times when America and America alone can and should make the difference for peace. The terrible war in Bosnia is such a case. Nowhere today is the need for American leadership more stark or more immediate than in Bosnia.
In hindsight, Europe and the UN were useful only as an excuse for inaction. As for the Americans, well, Bill Clinton should have honoured his campaign pledge to stand up to the Serbs in 1992. Had he done so, the world would have saved thousands of Bosnian lives and almost certainly averted the massacre at Srebrenica.